This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've decided to call up some of our retail regulars to get a snapshot or three of how things are going in the small business world. Eric Vaughn makes custom frames in Detroit.
It's been so busy that we had to move to doing appointments only. Our supply chain has been really difficult. The suppliers, they don't have particular items that we need to make the frames. I had a job for a quilt, and the quilt was really huge, and it was going into a hospital. We were going to frame it, and we couldn't find any plexiglass big enough. I discussed it with the artist, and the artist decided she would cut the quilt down and, you know, without compromising the integrity of the quilt. And we were able to, you know, acquire a plexiglass in this area. Well, the next 5 to 6 months, I'd like to see another employee or two, because that would help out the stress level on me and my assistant.
That was Eric Vaughn. He's making custom frames at Eric's I've Been Framed. He's in Detroit. We're going to steal a line from last week's report on July retail sales to set up this next stop on our retailer review. In the category sporting goods, hobby, book, and music stores, total sales barely budged month to month, but year over year up 1.6%. It is, to be fair, a very broad category, that one. So an individual business's mileage may vary. Here's Diane Jenks. She's a bike fitter at her husband's shop. It's called Hubbub Bicycles in Kirtland, Ohio.
Business is dicey, I would say, is the best way to put it. Some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. If parts are available, business is good. If you're being told parts are 6 months to a year out, business can be very scary right now. One of the biggest cost increases is freight. And our clients are fairly affluent. When you tell them we're going to have to pass this freight charge on, they just go, I get it. I think they're disappointed more about the delay than they are about pricing. I think a lot of people are afraid that a lot of these really nice independent shops are going to go away. And they are going away. And I don't want to be one of the, I don't want ours to be one of those shops.
Diane Jenks there, fitting bikes at Hubbub Bicycles in Kirtland, Ohio. Rounding out our retail regulars today, a dispatch here from Irene Kesselman. She runs Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina.
Our business right now is up and holding its own. Our inventory is, we're pretty full right now and selling and filling in as we receive holiday items. I am still dealing with products being late. We've ordered some beautiful wrapping paper and we are trying to get some ribbon to correspond with the paper. And we are having a time and a half trying to get ribbon shipped to us from different locations. And we are a little bit behind on making bows. We actually start making bows in July. So in that case, I don't feel prepared, but merchandise-wise, I do feel prepared.
Irene Kesselman, Alley Cat Toys is the business. Carrboro, North Carolina is the place.